This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, October 11th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Michelle Qureshi, the wife of the Muslim-turned-Christian apologist Nabil Qureshi, has said she is committed to continuing her late husband's ministry.
People still need to hear the gospel. I am committed to ensuring the continuation of Nabil's ministry. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but I do know that we will take his resources and put those online in video form and share them through the social media and the websites that he had opened previously, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Patreon.
After battling stomach cancer, Qureshi died on September 16, 2017, at the age of 34. The 40 Days for Life vigils across America have been a smashing success. Pro-life Christians have stood outside abortion mills in their towns during the last 40 days, gently urging young women to choose life for their babies before it's too late. Since September 27th, 112 babies have been saved that the organizers can document, reports Life News. As often happens after a tragic mass shooting, the National Rifle Association is facing harsh criticism for its political spending and lobbying. Interestingly enough, though, Planned Parenthood, the top abortion business in the nation, spent about 10 times more buying political influence in the 2016 election than the NRA did, reports Life News. While the NRA has donated $3,555,194 to current members of Congress, Planned Parenthood spent $38 million on the 2016 elections alone. Planned Parenthood's abortion business brings in millions of dollars, aborting more than 300,000 unborn babies every year on average. A pro-life Christian group was told that they had to leave a Seattle coffee shop by the business's homosexual owner. The Washington Times reports that members of the pro-life group Abolish Human Abortion came in to order coffee following their time distributing pro-life pamphlets around the community. Once Ben Borgman, the owner, found out that a pro-life Christian group had entered his business, he told them to leave.
I'm gay. Okay. You have to leave.
Are you denying a service?
I am, yeah.
Why aren't we allowed to stay? Because
this is offensive to me. I own the place. I have a right to be offended, so I have a right to say...
So we're not welcome here.
I do not want these people in this place.
So you're not willing to tolerate our presence?
This is extremely offensive. Can you tolerate my presence?
We are.
Right, we're actually in your coffee shop.
Really? Believe all of them.
Seattle likes to talk about safe space a lot.
Many who watched the video in which the owner used graphic and blasphemous language we did not include here called out the hypocrisy in our society today. On the one hand, liberals applaud the homosexual coffee shop owner for kicking this pro-life group out of his business, while on the other hand, accuse Christian business owners such as Baker Jack Phillips of discriminating against homosexuals when he refused to bake a cake for a homosexual faux wedding. Is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory among the most biblical films ever made? That's the claim of Joe Kovacs, author of a new book entitled Shocked by the Bible Too, Connecting the Dots in Scripture to Reveal the Truth They Don't Want You to Know. Kovacs devotes an entire chapter to probing the scriptural messages that are embedded in famous motion pictures, just as Jesus voiced secret messages about the kingdom of God in the parables he told during his human ministry some 2,000 years ago, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Regarding Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Kovacs says the beloved 1971 musical starring Gene Wilder is one of the clearest, most succinct metaphors for key messages of the Bible. He explains that the Candyman Wonka represents Jesus, the maker of all things good and sweet, who is testing the morals of children to determine who can receive, quote, the most fabulous prize one could wish for. Most of the children are filled with the character traits of the wicked one, Satan the devil, and all are shown to violate the explicit instructions of the gracious boss. But the reward for the repentant boy Charlie, who performs a good deed in a weary world, is the grand and glorious jackpot, unquote.
You won!
What won?
The jackpot, my dear sir, the grand and glorious jackpot.
The chocolate?
The chocolate, yes, the chocolate, but that's just the beginning.
How did you like the chocolate factory, Charlie?
I think it's the most wonderful place in the whole world.
I'm very pleased to hear you say that, because I'm giving it to you.
Wonka gives everything he has, his entire kingdom, to the loving child. This clearly represents the glorious gift of everlasting life as a member of God's own family, inheriting all things when we become a child of God himself. The soundtrack of the movie is also very similar to the songs and proverbs in the Bible. Listen to this tune, sung by the Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompa, doompa-dee-doo, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa, doompa-da-dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Proverbs 8:33 says, listen to instruction and be wise.
If you're not greedy, you will go far.
Proverbs 28:25 says, a greedy person provokes conflict, but whoever trusts in the Lord will prosper.
You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa, Oompa, Loompa, Oompa-dee-doo.
And Psalm 119:1 says, how happy are those whose way is blameless, who live according to the Lord's instruction. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.